It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Got a potentially fun new category in Take on Woods today, submitted by a Tier 1, but just one of the three selections, and your chance to win Aztecs tickets, our last chance to give away a pair this week coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'll let you know. If you want to call in early, you can. 833-288-0973. We'll play our game before the end of this segment. I did have some people in the chat talking about our discussion of Ruben Niebla. And Johnny says, I could honestly see a world where Niebla reunites with Tito.
Sure.
Terry Francona, who was just named the manager of the Cincinnati Reds. Of course, Ruben Niebla worked as a coach in that organization under Terry Francona when he was with the Cleveland Guardians. And I'm sure there is a relationship there. And Terry Francona is considered one of the best. You know, everyone in baseball seems to like him a lot. And I'm sure Ruben likes him a lot based on just, you know, my intuition of what everyone seems to believe about Terry Francona.
I watched the comeback. Paulie, you watched the comeback
last night
on Netflix, the story of the 2004 Red Sox.
How could you not love Terry Francona?
Dude, and you know, that was in the peak of my Yankee fandom. He was still a guy I was like, all right, I love you. I love him. I loved him. I've always loved him.
If you haven't seen it, it's a 3-part documentary on Netflix.
It's excellent.
Go watch it.
It is.
If you like baseball,
bro,
regardless of what side, if you cared about that rivalry or not,
yeah,
it was phenomenal. And every time they panned over to Tito talking about whatever was going on in the show, you're like, God, I love him.
He is
great.
He is a guy, Benny, that when you hear him talk, you think to yourself, what I wouldn't give to just go have a lunch with him, just one lunch, and listen to all the stories. And he was kind of figuring it out with that team, you know, and I'm telling you, the offseason is here, and that's when it's time to sit down and watch 3-part baseball documentaries if you need your fix. It's incredible. It's an incredibly done documentary, and Tito is the star. And I did tweet the other night, the Nomar Garcia Parra stuff in it is beyond compare. I mean, it's truly amazing. And then you see the day he gets traded and he's walking out. He just addressed the media and there is a very young, very handsome Don Orsillo there to pat him on the back as he leaves. And, to see that, I was like, man, again, all the acquisitions we've made here in San Diego over the years, going to be tough to top Don Orsillo.
That is a good acquisition the Padres made. No doubt about
just
that.
Just elite. The elite
you can
of the
tell
elite.
Because to this day, the Red Sox fans that still are like, how?
Yeah, I know. It's great. So it's such a well-done documentary. But yeah, man, you watch it. It doesn't give you any, if you're talking about Niebla going to work for him, it doesn't make you feel any better about it. I'll tell you that.
That's just, what I was alluding to. That's what gives me the anxiety.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm. Well, before we get to Take on Woods and maybe talk a little Thursday night football, we do have a special, one of Ben's first surprises of the morning, birthday boy here. Let's take call line 6 here. Caller, who is this?
It's Kim.
Hi, Mom.
Good morning.
Mim.
Hi, honey.
Mim.
That's right.
Were you talking to me or him when you said honey?
You're all, I think of you all as honey.
As our honey.
Now, Ben.
Yeah.
We have to go back to being a loyal tier one, listening early. Don't you think all the people listening wonder what might have gone wrong in your very early life that, A, you don't let yourself have headphones, and worse yet, that you don't admit to the Costco people that you dropped it?
I told them that I dropped it.
No, you didn't. You told them it was dropped.
I told them it was dropped. Does it really matter who dropped it?
Yes, it does.
That's like, I'm just saving myself the added pain of having to just come totally clean with it. I think I'm a very practical person, and I think that's a sign of a good upbringing. And I'm very happy with who I am. So thank you for that.
I'm so glad. I thought maybe they pictured a very harsh upbringing.
No.
And I thought you'd be okay.
Since I've known Ben, the last thing I've thought is that his upbringing was harsh.
Okay.
It's never even really been in question.
He's a sweet
angel. And,
yes, he is.
And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for if we ever, make fun of him, because I know you listen and it's hard.
If you ever make fun of him, people. He's a very good sport.
He's the best sport. I would say that I have corrupted him slightly in 7 years, but not as much as thought I would.
Right. Well, he had a lot of room.
Yeah. Oh my God, did he ever.
I'm not worried about it. He has a long way to go, our Ben.
Is that the most disappointed you've ever been in him this morning when you heard he didn't rat himself out? Is that the most disappointed you've ever
been?
And
if not, what was?
No, that's a good point. It was just so not Ben.
Right.
So, no, Ben does not ever disappoint.
Sweet
let me tell
baby.
You.
What that's a sweet what
you
know. Angel.
Oh, well, you just enjoy them celebrating you. And Ben, and I know you have a really good day. So glad that you were born. Couldn't do much better than Ben as a firstborn. Wouldn't you agree?
100%.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Love you.
Have a really good day. I love you.
Thank you.
Love
you. Bye,
you
guys.
Bye, Sunday.
Love you all.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
She's a good mom.
You're blushing.
Yeah.
You're blushing a little bit. She's a great mom.
She's like a really, really good mom.
She's the GOAT. She's
really, patient,
kind,
understanding, loving. Yeah.
And the funny thing is our mothers actually look very similar. If they're in the same room together, you're like, whoa. And they're both that same sweet. Now, I put my mom through reams more than you did. I'm amazed she's still standing. But they're just the sweetest ladies. I don't know how they do it.
Very happy.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. Let's see. Before we get to Take on Woods, just quickly, do either of you watch Thursday Night Football last night?
I watched the second half.
Well, that's good. Because the second half was actually
a decent half
was a decent football game. The first half was an embarrassment to professional football. Aaron Rodgers
What was the over? 42
looked,
and
looked
a
like
half?
A rookie quarterback. C.J. Stroud looked terrible. No one could score. We'll get to the Don't Do This. One of the more embarrassing moments you'll ever see on a football field.
How has this happened in the NFL? More than one time. More than once.
It was an argument for just getting rid of Thursday Night Football. Like, you can't get ready to play on a short week. Stop trying.
Stop.
This is just a bad version of the game. The second half was actually okay. The Jets kind of got it going more than the Texans did, but it included what may be the play of the season. It was a catch by Garrett Wilson. Very reminiscent, maybe as good as OBJ's legendary one-handed over-his-head catch. It was originally ruled out of bounds in the end zone. When they went back and they challenged it through the replay flag, they ruled that he got his shin down. And, you know, a foot and a shin are a different piece of body part. So they said that was a touchdown, which makes it definitely one of the best plays you're going to see and a highlight that will definitely live on for many years to come with just an unbelievable one-handed grab by Wilson.
Yeah, again, we're taking the part of the game that was potentially the worst, and we're going to save it for Don't Do This.
I think
because
so.
We have to. It was that bad. And again, a play that should have happened in the NFL One time. And one time only. It should have been...
one time per player.
No.
One time in the history of the NFL, and never again.
And the fact that they even have to think about telling these grown professionals not to do this. But you know what? You think about... Oh, we'll get into it and don't do this. I'll save it. I'll save my take.
Paulie's showing the video of the Wilson catch on our YouTube stream.
It really
was an insane, insane grab that he somehow pulls it down. It is incredible.
Who was the one-handed catch years ago? Was it OBJ?
Yeah, that was OBJ. This is as close as we've seen to that one, for sure.
Yeah, that's really good.
All right, we got a couple of contestants on the line. Let's get to it. It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
All right, Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Let's go right at the top of the board. Mark, are you there?
I am.
Mark, all right. You are a contestant today for Take on Woods. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will be put into our one-week drawing for tickets to the Aztecs basketball season opener on Wednesday, November 6th at Viejas Arena against UCSD. One winner this week qualifies. I think we've had a couple of qualifiers, so you can at least give yourself a 1-in-3 chance at these tickets with a win today in Take on Woods. And to give you an advantage, I will give you the category selections. Here are your choices. We've got Blank Like Blank, Part 2, song titles that are connected for like. We've got This for That. They are song titles connected by the word for, and they're all two-second songs. And our new category submitted by Tier 1, Ben Reed's Lyrics, something totally different, kind of like Ben Reed's Raps, but I will read you a list of song lyrics, and you'll have to identify the song title and the artist based on those lyrics. So, Mark, what would you like to play? Blank Like Blank, This for That, or Ben Reed's Lyrics?
Let's go with Ben Reed's Lyrics.
Happy birthday, by the way, for my birthday, I like that idea. All right, something new for you today, a submission from Tier 1, Carl. I'm going to read lyrics from a well-known hit, so no two-second song in this one. Based on those lyrics, you need to identify the song and the artist to score the point. So they're all two-part questions. Makes it a little bit tougher with all five of them. So understand how it works, Russell?
No, I'm Mark, but I do understand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. That was the other line. My bad. Mark, you understand how it works?
Okay. Yeah,
all right, Paul, you don't need to play anything. You just need to man the clock. You have 60 seconds. Your time begins when I start reading the first set of lyrics. Again, looking for the song title and the artist. Good luck, Mark. Let's take on Woods. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
Tap.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of...
It's Eagles, Hotel, California.
Correct. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious.
Smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Correct. This hit, that's ice cold, Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece, styling while in, living it up in the city.
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Correct. In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey, butane in my veins, and I'm out to cut the junk.
That is Beck, Loser.
Correct. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
Spaghetti tank.
No, good Woods-style guess. 4 out of 5. Very well done. The only one you didn't get, that was Eminem, Lose Yourself. You got the other four, Eagles, Hotel California, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, and Beck, Loser. All right, Mark, hang on the line. Very well played. All right. We got something new today, Woods.
Okay.
All right, this was submitted by Tier 1 Carl.
Nice.
I will read song lyrics.
Oh,
you need to identify the song title and the artist. So they're all two parts, no two-second songs. I read the lyrics. Little kind of Ben Reed's Raps meets Take on Woods here.
Title and artist.
Title and artist for all five. So they're all two-part questions. Mark's score is locked in. Your time begins when I start reading the first set of lyrics. Woods, you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's take on Mark. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
Lose Yourself, Eminem.
Correct. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my
Hotel
hair.
Hotel California, the Eagles.
Correct. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel
smells
stupid.
Smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Correct. This hit that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls. Straight masterpiece. Styling while in, living it up in the city.
Pass.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins.
Loser
in
my back.
Correct. This hit, this ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls. Straight masterpiece. Styling while in, living it up in the city.
It's not ringing any bells.
And this would be the one to hold you up.
Will I know it when I hear it?
You'll know the song for sure. This hit, that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece, styling while in, living it up in the city.
Kanye West, my take.
No, and we got a 4-4 tie, which is good enough. Uptown Funk. That is Bruno Mars, which means, Mark, you have qualified. Congratulations. For the San Diego State tickets and our first ever Ben Reed's Lyrics.
Tie, though. That's nice.
Tie is good. I don't think you lost. You had a tie. Two ties.
Yeah,
and
two ties.
We had a real or fake winner, and that's it. So, Mark, stay on the line. Paulie will get your information during the break. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was good. It's nerve-wracking.
Carl, thank you for the idea. Thank you for the submission. I've gotten more submissions from Tier 1s lately, which is always appreciated.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of days, a lot of games, a lot of categories to come up with. And anytime I don't have to do my own work.
You just got a nice birthday wish on our Twitter page from the obnoxious Dodger fan.
The only one.
It says, happy birthday from the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. So congratulations.
You do a great job.
Every Padres fan wants to get on his birthday.
I mean, you know, considering the payroll, you'd think that they could kind of spring for a fairly nice gift.
A better
gift.
You
would think than just a tweet, but thank you to the Dodgers and their fan base for wishing me
thank you to
happy
Andrew
birthday.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew Friedman. Thank you, Freddie Freeman. Thank you, Kiki Hernandez.
The Guggenheim really Group.
The Guggenheim Group. They're worth like $50 billion. This team's never going away, ever.
I mean, what's a million?
Uncle Magic Just, Johnson.
I mean, it's my birthday.
Give $1 million.
You've got billions.
Give $1 million.
A million. You won't even miss it.
Give him $1 million.
You won't even miss it. All right, Don't Do This is coming up next. We teased one, the moment from Thursday Night Football last night.
Well, as Dominic just brought up in the chat, we know of at least one Dodger fan that's probably not sending any texts this morning.
That's a good point. Sorry.
Nor doing much else.
Not that funny. Well, maybe you can always text with your other hand.
It's really hard. Can you text with your left hand?
You have to learn at some point when you,
he's gonna
when you do
to.
What he did.
Yep, he's going to have
to. All right, that is coming up next after a check of traffic on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Woodsy, why don't you get us started today on a Friday edition of Don't Do This?
Well, listen, our audience, our tier ones, you know I have a weak stomach. You know I do. And I must have gotten this sent to me 50 times yesterday. But in the wake of the Dodgers winning the World Series, we saw a bus burned. We saw some stores looted. We saw all kinds of interactions between the police and fans out there. One guy was climbing on a bus, graffitiing the bus in real time. I mean, it was pretty gnarly out there. So be careful. Today's the parade for the World Series at 11. Don't act a fool. Don't do anything goofy. This guy's going to have a rough one. He actually had a rough one. He was lighting fireworks in the street. And, I got this video 50 times yesterday. He blew his hand off. He full-on...
There's not much left.
He lit a firework. And the wick on this thing, they called it the suicide wick, because the wick on this thing was about, bite your thumbnail off, okay? Hold it up, and that's about the size of this wick. And he was holding it in one hand and lit it with the other, and it exploded in his hand, and it blew his hand apart. And then he's trying to walk it off and moving his hand up and down, but it's just a nub. There's no more, there's like no fingers left.
I'll have to admit, I'm kind of afraid of fire. I've never done...
Paulie, it didn't have the... the old the insult to injury sparkles after.
As someone who's always been somewhat afraid of fire, matches, even the sparklers were a little much for me. Just to hold them as far away from my face as possible when they would hand them to me on the 4th of July. I can't even imagine lighting a firework in my hand.
What in the... What was he lighting? Was it dynamite? Because I've lit in my fair... I've lit my fair share of fireworks. I've even had some close calls. Nothing even close to that.
Roman candle wars.
100%. Never even come close.
Seems dangerous.
It was.
Yeah.
Wasn't smart.
I've never come close to blowing my hand off. And I don't know what he was lighting out there. I mean, was it C4? Was it?
Obviously, many states, including California, have regulations and restrictions on fireworks usage. And they all make perfect sense. They really do. But there's also that instinct, I think, of a lot of people that, hey, you know, it's my life, and I want to be able to set off a firework if I want.
Yes. Well, that's... We all do that.
But you also want to protect people against their own, stupidity sometimes.
Again.
Like, this guy probably wishes they had been a little more restrictive on the fireworks sales wherever he picked that one up.
I can promise you, because he doesn't have a hand left. I mean, it is like, it was disgusting. It looked like, for a sec, I was like, this is Hollywood, so maybe it's special effects. It wasn't. I mean, and then there's another view that's even closer. Dude, it is. I don't know what kind of strength of fireworks he was lighting, but it kind of ruined my day yesterday. Right.
The day is that we have Peter Seidler's parade for a Padres World Series title, don't blow your hand off.
No, please don't.
Learn the lessons.
Yeah.
And speaking of not learning...
This is it.
Lessons.
Learn some lessons, guys.
Malachi Corley, rookie wide receiver of the New York Jets, did something that, as Woods pointed out earlier... Should have happened once, maybe once, in the history of the NFL. Who did it? DeSean Jackson, I think, did it.
Oh, it's happened.
It's happened multiple times.
It happened over the weekend. At least one was being reviewed.
Thursday night football, he's got the ball. There's no one in front of him. 10-yard line, 5-yard line. Gets to the goal line, and to try to be a total casual, cool dude... I'm just going to just let the ball go as I cross the goal line because I am so cool. This was actually, I believe, his first ever catch in the NFL.
One you'll remember forever,
and
buddy.
He dropped the ball at about the 1-foot line, and it rolled out of the end zone, and that is not a touchdown.
Nope.
That is a fumble. That is a touchback, and that is Houston Texans ball at the 20-yard line. I mean, it is... It's literally lighting 7 points on fire.
Yeah.
In a game, in a sport where generally the games are decided by less than that almost every week. He is very fortunate that his team actually did win the game in the end, and that did not cost the Jets the win and possibly their season, knowing that, you know, they're pretty much on the brink as it is.
It's Leon Lett comes to mind. I believe that was on Thanksgiving one year. He was running down the field. He had recovered a fumble. Remember, he stuck his... He's like at the five, and he stuck the football out like, ha-ha!
To celebrate, yeah.
And somebody comes up and, boom, and knocks it out of his hand. Bro, if it were me or any kid that I coached, you have that thing, it's precious, because touchdowns just don't come along that much. You know what I mean? Like, you're a rookie. You don't know how long you're going to make it in the league. You cradle that thing in your arm until you cross the line. Then you do whatever you want. I'm not going to get mad at your dance. I'm not going to get mad at your celly. I'm not. I'm going to be like, good. Hell yeah, man. It's a touchdown. If you drop it, I may never play you again.
There were a lot of Jets fans, football fans in general, who said, this guy should be cut.
Cut.
Like, tomorrow. Like today.
That was the Super Bowl for Leon Lett. Yeah, the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. Yeah, he stuck it out, and Don Beebe got him.
Mm.
Insane. Insane behavior. So it begs the question. We say that it should only happen once, but we see 50 times a year somebody hit one and think that they got it and start Cadillacing it down to first. Teoscar Hernandez did it a week ago. They think they got it. They start pimping their home run, and it doesn't go out. Toddy's done it. Everybody's done it. We see so many of our guys do it. That's also another one that should maybe happen to you one time. I can see getting caught up in the moment, being like, oh, I got all that. And you don't know what the wind's looking like. You don't know the ballpark that you're playing in all the time. Once. You get one in baseball.
I will also say that at least the juice of being able to, like, bat flip and trot out of home plate is actually really cool. Dropping the ball at the goal line isn't even spectacularly cool. You're not really getting anything out of it. It's just the stupid part of it.
It's so dumb. It's just so dumb. All right, and I will get us finished up on doo-doo this.
D.D. Mega doo-doo.
As the resident king of petty here on Ben and Woods, you know I liked this move, and you know I called this move when it happened. And it went down exactly as I said. If you missed it, a couple of months ago, they were wrapping up
A
month ago tomorrow, they're wrapping up the Arizona Diamondbacks' disappointing season. And owner Ken Kendrick was on the phone with a local radio program in Arizona, and they asked him about Jordan Montgomery, and he said this.
Let me say it the best way I can say it. If anyone wants to blame anyone for Jordan Montgomery being a Diamondback, you're talking to the guy that should be blamed. Because I brought it to their attention. I pushed for it. They agreed to it. It wasn't in our game plan. You know, when he was signed right at the end of spring training. And looking back, in hindsight, a horrible decision, you know, to have invested that money in a guy that performed as poorly as he did. It's our biggest mistake this season from a talent standpoint. And I'm the perpetrator of that.
All right, so he takes the accountability. He throws his player under the bus. The issue, though, of course, was that Jordan Montgomery had an opt-in. Now, I think certain people would hear that and go, I don't want to play for that guy. I'm opting out. You'd be an idiot.
Very logical.
Logical. You know, yeah. That guy hates me. He said I'm his biggest mistake. I'm going to opt out. Jordan Montgomery said, nope, I'm opting in. Because you know what it meant to opt in? It meant a contract worth $22.5 million this year. So he's going to opt in, which I thought was a brilliant move. It's a great business decision. And, you know, I'm sure they'll figure out what to do with him.
He can rebuild his value this year and maybe hit free agency again next season if it works out well for Jordan Montgomery.
Because what you're not going to do if you're the Arizona Diamondbacks and Torey Lovullo, no matter what your owner says, what you're not going to do is bury a guy for 22.5 at the end of the bench. You're going to try to get what you can out of Jordan Montgomery. Or if he's an issue, now he opted in, so he's part of the team. And that's the mentality I would come to spring training with is, hey, man, he may not like me, but I'm part of the team. I'm making 22.5. I'll pitch wherever you want me to pitch. I'll do whatever you want me to do. But if you're Torey Lovullo, you're trying to win ball games. And Jordan Montgomery can help you win ball games when right. If he's so big of a problem, I wonder if they would move him and eat some money.
Here's the problem for the Diamondbacks. They don't have a lot of flexibility, and they have players to bring back. And with Jordan Montgomery's salary on the roster, if they can't move him, They're going to have a real hard time bringing back Christian Walker and Jock Peterson.
I'll give you Bryce Johnson for him today.
So
you eat the salary, I'll give you Bryce Johnson, and we'll call it a day.
So they've got some work to do now in the offseason and figuring out what the plan is with Jordan Montgomery.
Raise your hand if you would take Jordan Montgomery as the guy to come in and you know, maybe eat some of those innings that Joe Musgrove. Ben, you didn't raise your hand. You don't want Jordan Montgomery?
Why do you hate Jordan Montgomery?
Why do you hate Jordan Montgomery?
What did he do to you?
I would take Jordan Montgomery.
You didn't raise your hand.
Not at $22.5 million.
Well, correct. That's what I'm saying. They're not going to be able to move him at $22.5
million.
They're going to have to eat.
Depends on how much they eat, but if they will eat a significant chunk, I would definitely look for Jordan Montgomery on a bounce-back season.
Half?
Yeah, if he did it, if they ate $10 million, I'm taking Jordan Montgomery $12.5 million.
And as Adam points out, someone who will be very motivated to stick it to the Diamondbacks.
All in. He's a bulldog, dude. He had a late start. He did not get off to the best start. I think he was injured as well. That guy's done it. He's done it at the highest level. He did it in the World Series. He's a dog. Like, and now you got a pissed off dog. So give me him all day. And I'm sure they're going to want to get rid of him, and that'd be great.
And that's Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild, smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce for a rich blend of spicy and tangy pepper sauce. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. So you guys kind of put me on the spot this morning in creating Ben's special segment for my birthday next.
It was one of our gifts to you.
I know. And you're not going to like what I've come up with.
Oh, great. Just what I like to hear.
When we come back.
Okay.
Something that Woods actively despises.
Fantastic.
When we return on San Diego's number one sports station.
Better not be fantasy football.
97.3 The Fan.
Part of your birthday gift was to give you the chance to do whatever you wanted for the next 20 minutes. And if you had said the same to me, I don't know what I would have done. What did you come up with?
I wanted to give you enough time.
Well, what I really kind of wanted to do was to see you tap dance your way around Sports Talk Radio's most traditional segment, the one that we never do on this show, the one that I grew up listening to.
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore is not a bad call.
It's a terrible call. That's why we don't do it.
I was going to just say, open phones.
Are you kidding me? Open
phones. Topics. Every topic on the table. You want to talk with Woods about the Minnesota Timberwolves?
No.
Or you want to talk about the
open phones.
Miami Hurricanes football? You can call in and discuss it with Woods and Paul, and I'll chime in if I want.
No, this is your segment.
No, but my segment is enjoying what you have to do.
Oh, I didn't know that this was torture your co-host and your producer.
Isn't that what we always presents. Do for celebrations? Oh, can I open my presents?
You can, but your presents kind of need your undivided attention. I don't know how we're going to do this if I'm also answering calls about the T-Wolves. So it's kind of, you put me in a tough spot here.
Huh. Do we have,
no one's
calling? Should I just open my presents? All right, well, you can call in if you want. 833-288-0973. But tempted with the idea of gifts, I may actually go in that direction after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Woods, you ready to take some calls? They're coming in hot and heavy right now at 833-288-0973.
Would you say the phone lines are screaming?
Any topic is on the table. The phone lines are screaming right now here on 97.3 The Fan. It's your show, San Diego. Take it over with Ben and Woods. Let's just start with RJ in Lakeside.
Welcome
to 97.3 The Fan.
Is that happy belated birthday that I hear? Did I miss it?
That's early birthday. It's not until Sunday.
Happy early birthday. 30-something years old, I'm sure. Absolutely. Ben, you're the greatest. What do we want to say? We want to say, okay, let the free agency fiasco begin.
Yes.
And maybe start giving a little love to this. SBFC, the soccer club?
Yeah,
SBFC. Maybe we start giving them a little love. And I know Annie Nelson's going to do a little something with them today. That's pretty cool. Maybe we start to follow them. Who knows?
It might be a nice little fun thing.
It's literally what Ben said.
Just had this argument during the break.
It wasn't like, really an argument.
Well, what's his like? Yeah, I mean, when they start playing, we will start talking about a San Diego FC, but he's not ready to jump into it yet.
Right.
I know they're having Mike Yveris, the head coach of San Diego FC, and I will be interested to hear what he has to say at some point. But there are they have like two or three players, and I think the expansion draft is coming up soon. But I'm not going to even pretend that I have enough knowledge to break down the expansion MLS draft for you and give you an intelligent opinion on who San Diego FC should really be targeting from the Columbus Crew or the New England Revolution that's available in this expansion draft coming up. Just not there yet. Maybe we'll get there, but I'm not there yet.
As you know, I'm more of a reactor on sports like that as opposed to a previewer, right? Does that make more sense? We got Craig here on staff where that Craig is very dialed in on soccer. And I
trust that he will keep us informed of what we need to know.
Yeah, I am
about San Diego FC.
Big fan of deferring to the experts on it.
I am shocked at how popular Open Phones is already. But you got my present here right in front of me, and you said it kind of needs my undivided attention.
Let's take one more call.
All right. Let's go to Eric. You're
Eric.
Next up here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good man.
Good. Happy early birthday, Ben.
Thank you.
I'm going to make this easy, obviously. Just wanted to call and let you guys know. I am a New England transplant here, San Diego, but I don't think my radio dial has changed from 97.3 in about a year now.
Nice.
Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris. I just want to let you guys know I've been I'd like to consider myself a tier one. Had no idea what it was the first time I turned it on.
Yeah, nobody does.
But
if you listen,
part of the family.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a tier one. And look, radio's in the blood. My father, my mother, all on the air.
Nice.
I dabble a little bit. If you guys ever need a fill in, if Ben or Woods or anyone's on vacay, I'll reach out. I'm happy to join. You know, we can talk Padres.
Yes,
I know a little football, basketball.
Our boss is listening right now. You're making
a
good case here, Eric.
I like that, man. All right. Shoot us a DM. Maybe we'll have you fill in. All right. Shoot us a DM. Maybe we'll have you fill in when Ben goes on one of his many vacations.
Honestly, I would think Adam, after that call and how he never turns the dial and loves all of the show and is a loyal listener, he's probably getting an interview later today from Adam, would be my guess.
I'm going to guess not, but I will say that, you could always, you always need guys coming off the bench. And, some bench pieces are always nice. So, Eric, shoot one of us a DM, preferably Ben, and we'll see what we can do.
See, that was painless.
That was
but I want
painless.
To open my presents. So.
I do, too.
All right. So this
Paulie,
is heavy.
Do I need to explain?
Well, I mean, you have to describe
he'll,
people
he'll
on the radio.
Probably pick up on it.
All right.
Guess.
So we got a gift bag, fairly large in size.
Just get right to it.
Ooh, okay.
Just start pulling them out.
We've got a melange of Ben's things that I like. We got some Butterfinger candy.
Butterfinger.
We've got some butterscotch sucker candies.
Mm-hmm.
Butterscotch
hard candies. Hard candy.
We've got The Legend of Bagger Vance DVD starring Will Smith and Matt Damon.
You do like a Matt Damon
you
film.
You do like a good Matt Damon
and
film.
And I like golf. We've got chocolate cream pie. I do like a good cream pie. We've got white powdered donuts. Like a powdered donut.
I looked for Entenmann's. I couldn't find them. They don't sell Entenmann's at Walmart, which may not surprise you.
I do like the standard yellow peep, which I have my peeps here. Peeps for my peeps. Corn on the cob. I like corn on the cob. Thank you. For
1 ear of corn. It's not hand-shucked yet.
1 ear. No, it is not. I do like a Nickelback song or two.
Is that greatest hits?
So, a Nickelback CD. This is Dark Horse featuring, Something in Your Mouth. Next Go Round, Just to Get High. S-E-X. And Today Was Your Last Day. All right. Well, thank you for that. And then finally, I do like sake. And there is
cold, clear sake.
Cold, clear sake.
Yep.
A bag of things Ben likes.
Yep, there's one.
That's fantastic.
Okay. Here we go.
Goodness gracious. Is this another bag of things Ben likes?
You never know.
All right, here we go.
You like a lot of stuff.
I do like a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. I do like cranberry juice cocktail. Nice.
What's the brand?
Bought some yesterday. This is a Great Value brand. Discount brand. Kind of prefer the Ocean Spray myself, but that's okay. Ah, I do like mixed nuts. Mm-hmm. Mixed nuts.
Nuts.
However, I don't love pecans. So I'm going to have to pick those out. And I'm not a big fan of Brazil nuts either.
That's fine.
But I do like cashews. I like cashews. Yep. I like those cashew buttered cashews.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I do like brown sugar.
A bag.
Just this is light brown sugar.
A bag of brown sugar.
This is fantastic.
Yep.
A travel alarm clock.
You like?
I like clocks. I do like clocks. Tom Petty.
You like Tom Petty?
I like Tom Petty. I like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's a good
what
one.
Do we got here? Ooh, Refugee.
Yep.
Maybe my favorite Tom Petty song of all. What else we've got here?
Here comes my girl.
Even the losers.
There.
Even here the comes loser. My girl. Yeah, that's not bad. I'll put that with the Nickelback CD over there. What I don't have is a CD player anymore.
I thought about that when I got you the DVD.
You know I like a nice firm banana.
Now that's
this is
how is it
starting to get a little brown? Which Woods wouldn't even touch
I would
something
not
with
touch
this
that.
Much brown
no,
on it.
Never. Never.
Ugh. Toss it over to you.
Yep.
I do like maps.
There's a map.
And
of
here's
San Diego.
A map of San Diego. I love San Diego. San Diego street map. Haven't seen one of these in a long time.
I know. How cool
time.
Is that?
Like, I don't know the streets of Imperial Beach as well as I should.
Now you do.
This is a way for me to study the map of San Diego.
Yep.
I like golf, and I like the Aztecs. Ooh, Aztecs golf. Logoed
yeah.
golf balls, officially licensed, supporting the San Diego State, probably NIL program. And then we've got vanilla. I do like vanilla. It's plain vanilla. Good brand, McCormick vanilla.
McCormick, yeah, solid.
Vanilla extract.
Solid as it gets.
Solid vanilla flavor extract.
All right.
Is this that we have another?
The last bag.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, here we go. Another bag of... Oh, I do like... Oh, these Smarties candies. I like Smarties. I'll put those with my Peeps and my Butterfingers. I like Squirt. Six-pack. Little small cans.
Can I have
good.
One of those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
take
you.
One right
Polly
now.
Loves one,
I would
too.
Love yeah, one. Go ahead and I almost one. Just took one just, off when I was packing those up.
Here's one for you, Polly. I won't throw it.
Don't throw it, yeah.
Creamy Skippy Peanut Butter.
Yeah!
It's my
like
brand.
It creamy.
Brand? Like it creamy. I do like Skippy. Summer sausage?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni.
Yep.
It's good, solid... Punk of pepperoni there. More creaminess. Moisturizing cream.
Yeah.
Cream.
Cream seems to be a theme. The
you
cream,
like
cream
for you, yes. Cream pies, moisturizing cream.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yep, you got some
now. I have my own to take home with me in a little small bottle of 8 ounces of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got
Pronus.
Cronus. It's a portable radio.
It's a yeah. radio.
It's
you
a radio.
Like radio.
You like radio.
Oh, I
yeah.
like radio. Yes.
You know it's a good one because it's a Pronus.
Pronus.
It's nothing but the best for you.
So much better than an amateur.
Ah, Pronus.
Nuts.
Yep.
I like those little Smarties rolls.
Got those,
I
yeah.
like those cashew buttered cashews.
Got those
I
somewhere.
Like the radio.
I like radio. Squirt.
I like Skippy.
I like San Diego State.
No, yep. I like pie.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like cold, clear sake.
I like brown sugar.
I like clocks.
I like corn.
I like good, firm banana.
I like pepperoni.
I like nuts.
I like maps.
I do like Butterfinger.
I like vanilla.
I like Tom Petty.
I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry juice cocktail.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I like a mini donut, too.
Just like the cream.
I do like butterscotch.
God.
I do like a good Matt Damon film.
I'm this is all the things I like.
So many.
I mean, you it's very easy to get someone presents they like.
Yeah.
when they list them for you extensively every single week.
That's right. That's right. And I think I know the answer to this question. Have you ever gotten so many birthday gifts in one birthday?
No.
That you did today.
This is better than Christmas.
It's got to be.
This is my new birthday record for presents.
All right. Take an inventory of what you have. And then when we come back, you can, before we put Jordan on, you can tell
us. Put it on eBay?
You can tell us how many of these you will actually keep.
Okay.
That's what we wanted to know.
There's definitely a few that I'm for sure keeping. The corn may not make it all the way home. I don't know. I mean, I like corn.
Yeah,
but you don't require some preparation.
Eating one ear of corn is sad.
The sake may be gone before we're back to the top of the hour.
Happy birthday, buddy.
I'm going to eat some Smarties right now. Thanks, everybody.
We love you.
We'll be back. Hour number three of Ben and Woods coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.